Congressional investigators say they're just beginning to uncover evidence of missed opportunities to prevent the September 11th hijackings. Inside a soundproof room in the Capitol today, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees will meet jointly to hold the first of many secret hearings. Public hearings begin later this month. Some information already has leaked, exposing apparent misjudgments by the FBI and the CIA. But the hearings also may say a lot about Congress itself. That very public institution has always struggled to oversee the most secretive agencies, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Investigators are starting from September 11 and working backward in time. They're tracing what the government knew about each of the 19 hijackers. It's this inquiry that first traced what the CIA knew about the hijackers on the plane that struck the Pentagon. Intelligence officials acknowledged this week that they knew that two of the men had Al-Qaeda connections, but that they waited for months before warning the rest of the government. It's the latest indication that U.S. agencies didn't work together, and Republican Senator Richard Shelby told ABC yesterday it will not be the last.
There have been massive failures of intelligence at the CIA. I know the director over there is in denial, but I believe he's totally wrong, and facts will be brought out to prove that.
Congressional investigators have received at least 390,000 pages of documents. They've gathered everything from agency analysis to internal Lotus Notes emails. And they're just getting started. The investigators are tracing U.S. counterterrorism efforts all the way back to 1985. That was the year CIA agents formally opened their new Counterterrorism Coordinating Center. As part of its investigation, the committee staff even screened a video of the opening ceremony. Such a thorough investigation is also forcing some lawmakers to question their own performance. A few months before the September 11 attacks, an outside commission issued a study of national security issues. Among other things, the commission said Congress had spread responsibility for homeland security among too many committees, which worked together as poorly as the government agencies they oversaw. The panel's leaders were former Senators Warren Rudman and Gary Hart.
Now you have members of Congress pointing fingers at the FBI and CIA and White House when the question has to be raised, what were they doing? Why weren't they providing the kind of oversight of these security agencies required to make them do their job, certainly in the last 9 months?
Congress does keep a closer watch on the intelligence agencies than it used to. For much of the Cold War, lawmakers didn't want to know what the agencies were doing. Many never even saw the classified intelligence budgets they voted to approve. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Porter Goss served in the CIA in the 1960s.
There was a certain feeling that the success of our mission was what was most important, not our relations with Congress.
And many CIA employees felt betrayed when Congress demanded more information. Lawmakers began to investigate the CIA, the National Security Agency, and other agencies after a scandal in the 1970s. At a 1975 hearing, then-Senator Walter Mondale asked an intelligence official about a plan to spy on Americans.
Were you concerned about its legality?
Legality?
Whether it was
in
legal.
In what sense?
Whether
that would have been a legal thing to do?
Yes.
That particular aspect didn't enter into the discussions.
No, I was asking whether you were concerned about whether that would be legal and proper.
We didn't consider it at the time. No.
Soon, the House and Senate set up permanent intelligence committees, the same committees that are now leading the September 11 investigation. Intelligence agencies must notify lawmakers about covert operations and also major intelligence failures. To review that information, lawmakers meet in secure hearing rooms, jammed into the attic of the Capitol. In the late 1970s, Mike O'Neill became chief counsel of the newly formed House Committee, and he watched lawmakers struggle with their new responsibilities.
Everybody knew there was a CIA. Everybody knew there was an intelligence division at the FBI. But they hadn't, in most cases, heard of the other agencies. And they found a whole new language. They were regularly called up there in the attic to get briefings on matters that were both very sensitive and completely different from the kinds of things they looked at the Foreign Affairs Committee or the Armed Services Committee or the Rules Committee.
At their best, those outsiders may provide what one former intelligence official calls a sanity check. With the help of expert staff members, the intelligence committees guide the agencies away from dubious enterprises. Nancy Pelosi of California is the senior Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
I don't know that anyone can ever understand completely the culture internal to the CIA unless one served there. But our job in Congress is not to have the experience, but to do the oversight.
It's not easy. The agencies must provide classified information to the committees. But one committee source says flatly, there's no way to get behind what they're telling you. In the 1990s, Congress passed a whistleblower law, making it easier for intelligence agency employees to go to Congress and expose problems. But committee sources say that only a few whistleblowers have provided significant information about intelligence failures. Most complain about personnel problems. Despite those limitations, it's not hard to find current or former CIA officials who believe the agency has suffered from too much congressional intrusion. In 1995, a member of the House Intelligence Committee publicly accused the CIA of complicity in a double murder. Robert Torricelli said a paid CIA informant committed the killings in Guatemala.
It appears that there are some in this government who knew all the time, not simply that they were no longer alive, but some information on how they died and who was responsible.
Two senior CIA employees were fired and others were disciplined, moves that embittered many in the Central Intelligence Agency. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Porter Goss says some agents might think twice now about a risky operation.
That's going to mean that some important person in Washington is going to get dragged up to the Hill, and there is going to be a very unpleasant hearing of some type. We did end up putting a damper not only on the intelligence community overseas, but I think also on our law enforcement, as we're seeing now in some of these events unfold and the stories about the FBI these days.
One CIA official says people would much rather face a terrorist with a bomb than tangle with a congressional committee. But the CIA's director, George Tenet, once served on the staff of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Tenet insists that his agency can handle congressional scrutiny. Other government officials point out that the CIA seems to have had little trouble gathering information about at least two of the men who would become hijackers on September 11. The problem was making use of it. Lawmakers and intelligence officials say that in recent years they have learned to work together. In the last few years, Congress boosted intelligence spending, and Congressman Goss defends his committee's overall record.
If you say that we failed to do our job by getting the resources, it isn't because we didn't try. And if you say that we were asleep at the switch on the terrorist network, the answer is no, we weren't. We were just bad at getting a big audience.
Congress has a big audience now, and its intelligence committees have the power to reveal much of what happened before September 11. Investigators have requested so many thousands of documents that the CIA has had to provide a secure warehouse in which to store them. One committee source says the record is so huge that the 24 staff investigators will never be able to read it all. At a minimum, investigators can create a record for future investigators or historians. And the Congressional Intelligence Committees have discovered many critical documents in that record. They've already begun forcing the government to reconsider whether it could have foiled the attacks. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.